In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you to us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you who enlightens the rational with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts, that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen.
The saying you can't teach an old dog, dogs that go after the lost four, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Now that saying is true in the secular realm and within the limitations and the power of men, and even going further to say in the desire of men, the love of men, the care of men, the compassion of men, the mercy of men. It is somewhat true within that realm. However, when learning of the perfect, holy, sanctified, everlasting, continuous will and desire of God in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we understand and are taught otherwise. When we come across such scripture characters as Zacchaeus, let's describe him a little. By the little information that we have given on about him in the scriptures, yet the interpretations of the fathers, because they were there, they had asked, they knew the history. Zacchaeus was basically, we learn, a fraudster, a thief, an extortionist, a cheat. Remember, he was chief tax collector, meaning in today's term, the chief of IRS. And he was so preoccupied and busy with his everyday deception of people. Now, he was the chief. He must have had agents under him working for him. So they were cheating people. They were extortionists. So they were basically, lack of a better term, ripping people off, deceiving people. And then when they got their share, they would give him what they were supposed to give him after taking their share, obviously. So what he got was not the real money or the true amount. Then he would also pocket. So it was deception upon deception, extortion upon extortion on the people. This was the type of man Zacchaeus was. A pretty old dog. To the Jews, he was a stink, worse than a dead animal corpse decayed for weeks, what we say in the divine liturgy, dreadful stench. Now, when my Assyrian brothers and sisters, when mum is cooking dolmet kalama, dolma from cabbage, when she's boiling the cabbage, right, that smell, putrid, but beautiful taste afterwards, right? Dolma, don't ever knock dolma. I love dolma. Zacchaeus to the Jews was worse than the smell of cabbage, kalama, being boiled and made ready for dolma. No hope of changing, no way of being convinced to honesty and integrity. Definitely, as I said, an old God who couldn't be taught new tricks. That is, who couldn't be made to change his established patterns of opinion and behavior. And that couldn't be by man. Man could not do this. No one could do this. But yet, however, when Jesus said, In Matthew 19, verse 26, this is impossible with man, but everything is possible with God. That changes the whole ball game now. We have a different look upon this old dog. Now, Zacchaeus must have heard about Christ while possibly in the depth of his heart and intent. And who better than Jesus, our God, to know what was in his heart and his intent? Now, there must have been a desire to quit, to let it go, to make things right, righteousness, to repent. He probably hated himself. He probably was disgusted with himself, and he wanted to change. With men, it was impossible. But with Christ and with God, nothing is impossible. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10 states, I, the Lord God, searched into the heart and proved the kidneys, that is, the reins. And according to good old Khaltu Gugul, the reins, the inward impulses, the affections and passions formerly supposed to be located in the area of the kidneys. So this is where the reins are. Now, after the encounter of Zacchaeus and Christ at home, the old Zacchaeus was certainly made new by what he said. Not just simply receiving Jesus in his home or in his heart or in his mind. No, it was actually after what he proclaimed that he would do. And it was genuine, because if it wasn't, Jesus then would not have declared that today salvation or life has come into this house. Why didn't Jesus declare that when he entered, or when Zacchaeus received Christ in his house, in his heart, in his life, in his mind? No. When he stood up and he proclaimed and he promised and he declared before Christ, the Lord God, then he was made anew. He received life. So with men, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. But with Christ, that same dog can not only be taught new tricks, but moreover, it can be completely renewed. Now, there's the other saying, beating a dead horse. That is wasting time and efforts trying to do something that is impossible. Once again, let's go to the scripture characters. And who better than one person, one woman, who caused this idiom to somewhat be stood corrected? And that is the Samaritan woman at the well and the dialogue with Christ. The Lord, as they say in Assyrian, told of her itcho bitcho, that is her ins and her outs. Now, the church fathers write about this woman that she was known to be a husband killer, since she had buried five of them, and the one living with her was not her husband, but rather her partner in a de facto relationship, probably too scared to marry her. She was known as the keep away from her type of woman. She was known as the feet of the ground, the husband killer is in town woman. Yet, after a short religious conversation, as recorded in the Gospel of John chapter 4, she causes a whole city to come to Jesus, as in verse 29, which states her saying, come, see a man who told me everything that I have done. Is this the Messiah? And the man departed from the city, and they came to Jesus. Once again, with men, beating a dead horse may be a waste of time, but yet However, with Christ's gracious, merciful, loving, compassionate, and righteous beating, that same horse is brought to life. Why? Because every word that proceeded from the mouth of Christ while on earth, preached and practiced, proclaimed by the apostles of the early church immediately after his ascension, recorded in the Holy Scriptures by the evangelists, apostles, and their disciples, decades after the descension of the Holy Spirit, interpreted by the fathers of the one holy, apostolic, and Catholic, that is, universal church, and active within the framework and life of the same church, taught and preached today, is a lamp to the feet and light to path, according to Psalm 119, verse 105. Goes forth like fire and like iron that cuts rock, according to Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. Will not return to God empty-handed, but surely does the thing that God pleases and accomplishes that for which God had sent, according to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. So, beloved, let's take this message until the next episode. Let's ponder on this message this coming week. If you're trying to teach an old dog new tricks, don't. Let's not try to, idiomatically speaking, that is, teach an old dog new tricks when it comes to people we know, but rather allow Christ to renew that entire dog. Let us not beat a dead horse, but rather allow Christ to restore the entire life of that horse. Because Christ is, and when we state rightly that he is, we denote, we mean, we confirm. He was, he is, and will eternally be the definite article, the Lord, God, King, Savior, Life-Giver, and the Forgiver of sins. Praise and glory be to his holy name, now and at all times and forever. Amen.
Hope you enjoyed this week's message. Please don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends and family. For any future topic suggestions or to give us detailed feedback, please visit our link in the show notes, linktr.ee/doubleedgedsword. Until next time, God bless you all.